long dreamed of inventing a machine that would be a medium, a machine to receive messages that are evidential, verifiable, from the other side. An instrument that could quickly obtain proof for all to see, proof of survival, proof of spirit, proof of the continuity of life and death. Thomas A. Edison, the electric wizard, was the first modern man of science to attempt the invention of a mechanical medium. Mr. Edison's dream of a telephone between worlds first came to my attention in 1921, when I interviewed him about another matter. Edison was far from sure it would work, but he thought it might. Judging by communications that have come through him by way of various mediums since his death in 1931, he still believes it is so. I have followed his instructions, convinced that one day success must be mine. Tonight you will be party to a seance, but a seance conducted through a mechanical medium, the Codoscope B, the Stereo Vivid, and the Victor talking machine. For best results, one of the Codoscope screens is being used. It is made especially for projection with the Codoscope. The reflecting surface of the screen is silvered, giving the picture much life and brilliancy. But we must bear in mind that a communication from a departed person to a person still on Earth is a communication from a mind in one state of existence to a mind in a very different state of existence. And it is, moreover, a communication from one mind to another, which passes through some channel other than the ordinary channels of sense, since on one side of the gulf no material sense organs exist. Whatever else indeed a ghost may be, it is probably one of the most complex phenomena in nature. It's a function of two unknown variables, the incarnate spirit's sensitivity and the discarnate spirit's capacity for self-manifestation. Our attempt, therefore, to study such intercourse may begin at either end of the communication, with the percipient or with the agent. We shall have to ask, how does the incarnate mind receive the message? And we shall have to ask also, how does the discarnate mind originate and convey it? Unlike the ghosts of fiction, these actual phenomena, I may add, can scarcely be made romantic. One true ghost story is apt to be very like another, and most of them appear fragmentary and apparently meaningless. Their meaning, that is to say, lies in their conformity, not to the instinct of mankind, which fabricates and enjoys fictitious tales, but to some unknown law, not based on human sentiment or convenience at all. I should not be going beyond the truth if I were to inform you that we are standing now in a crisis of enormous importance in the history of life on Earth. The spiritual world is just beginning to act systematically upon the material world. Action of the spiritual world upon our own, there must always have been. Action both profound, universal, and automatic. But a change is impending, and the kind of action which now seems to be transmitted from one world to the other is of a type which, in the natural course of historic evolution, has scarcely been likely to show itself until now, for it depends on the attainment of a certain scientific level by spirits incarnate and excarnate alike. It is not we who are in reality the discoverers here. The experiments which are being performed are not the work of earthly skill. All that we can contribute to the new results is an attitude of patience, attention, care, an honest readiness to receive and weigh whatever may be given into our keeping by intelligences beyond our own. Experiments there are, probably experiments of a complexity and difficulty which surpass our imagination, but they are being made from the other side of the gulf by efforts of spirits who discern pathways and possibilities which, for us, are impenetrably dark.
Thank you. weekend. I'll tell you more about why I'm up here then, 2 minutes later. One of the first things I had to do when I got to the crew who was trying to place the list, there was no room for us at the BOQ. Well, somebody at the base told me about a Mrs. Van Lake of the War Housing Bureau and the Navy Shipyard. So a couple other officers and myself went over to see her. Oh, she raved about some of the places that she had to offer us. A couple of things with twin beds, places with private baths, and so on. So we took her at her word and called up one of the places and told them to reserve a room for us. I was an attendant myself. We went over to the place finally later in the afternoon and found that it was a basement apartment with a sort of a flat bed. So we decided to give it up. Well, that looks terrific, but not a place to go. So I heard about the Lutheran Service Center's list of rooms for officers. I went over to them, and they found a very fine place for me with a Lutheran family, the Christians. I have an attic room with a very fine bed, good closet, and adequate ventilation. This weekend, I came up to Seattle because of a wedding that I'm having tomorrow night, Monday night. I got special permission to stay up here for a few days. I came to you last time to see Mr. Brady. Lo and behold, a couple would have been married this very afternoon. And all they had sent me for the wedding. That was my first meeting wedding. Tomorrow night is also a community wedding. I think they'll come here very fine because they're about to be saved from wedding supper. That's what I'm thinking about all day after.
Thank you. 7. 49. 7 times 8.
84.
7 times 9.
56.
7 times 10.
70.
7 times 11.
77.
7 times 12.
56.
Let's lift up the needle and try the sevens again. 7 times 7.
49.
7 times 8.
84.
7 times 9.
66.
7 times 10.
70.
7 times 11.
77.
7 times 12.
56.
Let's lift up people and try the sevens again. 96.
8 times 6.
40.
8 times 10.
96.
8 times 6.
48.
96. 8 times 5.
48.
8 times 10.
80.
8 times 6.
48. 7 times 7.
40.
7 times 8.
84.
7 times 9.
56.
7 times 10.
70.
7 times 11.
77.
7 times 12.
56.
So the answers are, let's lift up the needle. 1. Try the sevens again. 5 times 2. 0, 0, 5, 10, 15, 2, 0, 30, and so on. 5 times 0,
5.
5 times 1,
5.
5 times 2,
5.
5 times 3,
5.
5 times 4, 9.